Even though there's never a clear answer. Unfortunately, it can be good and bad all at the same time. A peaceful, graceful death could be good in a lot of ways. It'll still hurt. Midge will still be devastated. I'll still miss him. No matter how peaceful, how graceful, we still don't like death. We don't like change. Even the good changes. Even if it gets better. It just means we go through it again. Because we're all aging. And he's not going to get off for free. All the ways. The contrast on this planet makes it very tricky. Sometimes people want compassion. Sometimes people do better with silence. Sometimes people want to be heard. Sometimes people want to be alone. It's really hard to know what's right in each given moment. This crazy planet of such contrast. And the way humans are so diverse. In any given moment, I don't even know what I want. I could feel kind, compassionate. And two sentences later, I could feel annoyed, impatient, inadequate, powerless. I could be happy for someone, and they may not want that. I could cry for someone, and they may not want that. I could be angry for someone, and they may not want that. And the minute I stop doing it, they might decide they want it. I just don't know how to be the friend I want to be. Wouldn't it be nice if I could just relax? If I could just relax and show up with an open heart and pay attention. I want to let go right now of all my memories, all my history, all my reactive patterns, and be so fully present that I can see what is wanted. What will support? What will give enough space and the right kind of support in the right moment? I hate when people change. And I want to be really great at letting them change. I want to witness their sadness and their courage and their hope and their devastation. I want to be fully present, whether they give up or feel strong. Whatever they need from me, I want to deliver that. And no one ever taught me that skill. People always taught me. I've always learned to expect something and hope they fit in that. And it's just not true. Not even for me. So wouldn't it be lovely if I could just let all that go and show up in curiosity? If I could show up to give my friend, my loved one, whatever they need, no matter how often it changes. I'd like to give that which I always wanted to receive. Total acceptance. With no agenda. I have always wanted someone to just like me. Accept me. Enjoy me. Believe in me. Even if I didn't know what to expect from myself. From 1 minute to the next. I want to focus. I want to commit to just showing up in curiosity, in an open heart, and great presence, so that I can respond and change that response as quickly as is needed. All I can really give to someone is acceptance. That's it. I have no control. None. To teach, to heal, to change, to protect, to defend, I'm powerless. I can't make it come out okay. I can't do anything with their reality. Except show up powerfully in the one thing I can control. I can give acceptance of all the contrasting emotions. I can give acceptance for the fear, for the anger, for the struggle. I can give acceptance for the courage, for the faith, for the efforts, for the moods. I can give acceptance for the stress, for the changing of their mind. I can be that person that can show up with only one agenda. How may I serve? What may I give you that you will receive? Knowing it could change moment to moment. I want to be that person. I'd rather be God and change everything for them. I'd rather be wise and give them wisdom to help them through it. But the truth is, I don't get to do any of that. I can't change the reality, the experience, the future for these people that I love. I can only show up with a wide open heart and the intention and the commitment to love them and accept them no matter what that looks like. And even though I'm not sure who will ever love me that way, who will ever give that to me, I don't mind going first. I want to show up. I want to show up with an open heart, an open mind, an open spirit, knowing that all I want to accomplish is one thing. That they feel validated, heard, and accepted. That is what I can do. And I give myself permission to stay in clarity, to stay on purpose, to not make it about me, beyond the great gift. I will be, I will receive in the giving of my heart, of my presence, of my acceptance. I'd like to remember that I am the miracle I've been seeking. I am the comfort I've been seeking. I am the answer I've been seeking. It is good. It is right. It is appropriate to be me. Okay, big breath.